Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Some parting thoughts as we conclude the holy month of Ramadan. For many people, the first day of the month of Shawwal, the day known as Eid al-Fitr, is an opportunity for people to return and resort back toward their routines, but their routines that are often absent of God consciousness. During the month of Ramadan, we put forth our very best effort toward knowing God, toward gaining ma'rifah and knowledge of Him. We had an opportunity to learn a lot about ourselves as we isolated so many of the distractions that we are engaged with on a day-to-day basis. We recentered ourselves, we refocused ourselves. And for many, there is a fear that they're going to fall into the trap of their own hearts and of their own souls that command them toward evil as it did before this month. But it's important to know that we trained ourselves and we put forth our best effort day in and day out, and we should be proud of ourselves for the effort that we did put forth. And that's what kind of the day of Eid is all about. But at the same time, we are also asking God on the day of Eid to also forgive our lapses, because though we know that we attempted to put forth our best effort, many a times we slipped up. Many a times we can take a look back at our deeds and say, okay, we could have improved a little bit here or there. And for those lapses and for those faults, we perform the prayer and we seek forgiveness from God and we recite His praises. For He gave us the opportunity, and now it's up to us to really utilize the tools that we've gained during the course of this month to go back out and live our life. It's kind of like a graduation. We get the tools in college, we get the tools in high school to be successful in college, we get the tools in college to be successful in the workplace, but once you get thrown out there, it's a little bit challenging. The beginning is rough. There's a lot of hurdles, a lot of obstacles, a lot of things that you need to relearn, because you didn't necessarily get them in school. Maybe because we didn't put our best effort, for instance, many a time. But nonetheless, the month of Ramadan offers us a spiritual cleanse. It offers us a detox of our souls and of our bodies. And now we have to go out into the world and deal with all of the realities of sin and vice and transgression that are around us. But in reality, that shaitan is so much more present, and during the first couple of days, he's going to come and try to attack you and I and speak to our hearts and souls in ways that we could have just never wished for or imagined. But that's where, again, the tools that we have gained really come toward combating those tendencies. So a couple of advices to myself and to all my sisters and brothers who have been following over the last 30 nights. Firstly, it's vital that when we have an opportunity to do a good deed, that we don't postpone it. That we jump to the opportunity after the month of Ramadan as we did during the month of Ramadan. If we feel a sense of inspiration to pray and pray a little bit more, then go ahead and pray a little bit more. If we feel a sense of inspiration to give out of our wealth, out of our time, to anyone and everyone who needs it or asks us for it, then again, we shouldn't postpone it. We should jump to the opportunity in the hope of attaining the pleasure of our Creator. It doesn't require that much, but it requires us to make sure that we're making the most of the moment that comes apparent to us. So number one, to making sure that we're not postponing doing a good deed after the holy month of Ramadan. Secondly, and super important, it's vital that we seek forgiveness immediately when we slip up. Look, the month of Ramadan, we have our sins forgiven. And many people, they might get very frustrated the first time that they commit an act of transgression after the holy month of Ramadan. But it's important to know that God has consistently kept the door of His forgiveness and of His repentance open for the one who has sought it in a state of remorse. So when we do slip up, just make sure that right away, we don't, again, in the same way that we don't want to postpone doing a good deed, we don't want to postpone asking God for forgiveness.
just so we have that sin removed from our heart and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enveloping ourselves, so it's giving us the opportunity to continue to grow and make the most and benefit from the day that is in front of us. Thirdly, to remember God is always with us, even though we might not always be with Him. You see, we feel a sense of proximity to our Creator during the holy month of Ramadan. And many times people say that God is no longer with us when the month of Ramadan has passed. But the reality is such is that God is always with us, but we may not always be with Him. We have fallen, God's still with us. But it's about us to get back up and recognize and appreciate His presence. God states within the Holy Quran that He is closer to us min hablil warid, closer to us than our jugular vein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in proximity to us. And we begin every action, every ritual, every deed, prayers, whatever it might be, by stating, Ilahi, I'm doing this for you, qurbatan ilallah, to seek proximity to you. Because it's us who are distancing ourselves from the Creator, even though He is so incredibly close to you and I. And fourthly, and finally, to perform acts of ritual that again work toward cultivating the spiritual. During this month, we fasted. Why is it so difficult for us to fast outside of the month of Ramadan? What if we work toward, for instance, fasting once a month, or once every 2 months, or once every 3 months? Or if it's the summertime right now, we wait until the wintertime enters where the fasts are significantly shorter, and we say, I'm going to fast during the months of October, November, December, January, when the time is a little bit easier to do so. We fasted during the month of Ramadan. Let's try to incorporate fasting a little bit in our schedule. And if we can't fast, then just recognize that we don't need to overindulge when it comes to food. Number two, that we recite the Quran during this month. Again, why is it so difficult to engage with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this month? Let's do our best to learning about it, to reading it, to reflecting on commentaries of it, to attending lectures at your local center on it. It's just really taking benefit from the book of God, which is a guidance for all of humanity. And where it has the potential to speak to us, it requires for us to open ourselves up to it. We fasted during this month, we recited the Quran during this month, we made dua during this month. Why can't we continuously make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's just for one moment every single day? After our prayers, when we wake up in the morning, before we go to bed, seek God in terms of that which you want to aspire for in this world and in the next. And remember your family, remember your friends, remember your community, remember myself when you're making those du'as. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, is not stingy. You ask for everyone and He'll give to everyone. That during this month, we fasted, we recited the Quran, we made du'a. And it's important that at the same time, we engaged ourselves and dedicated ourselves to our Creator at night. And thus, we need to ask God to facilitate our growth spiritually at night as well. By seeking God's forgiveness at night, by performing the night prayer. There's so much blessing for the one who performs the night prayer. And then if we don't have it as a habit, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow for it to be a habit of ours after this month of Ramadan. And we can start by doing it once a month and then hopefully getting to once every 2 weeks and then hopefully getting to it once a week and hopefully from there maybe twice or three times a week and creating this routine and habit formation. And for those of us who don't know how the night prayer is performed, you can look it up online and you'll be able to find plenty of resources in terms of how to do so. But to do that really unlocks the opportunity for us to be recipients of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's incredible mercy and compassion. If we want to be serious about attaining taqwa during our lives, then it's really vital that we put forth our very best effort toward performing the night prayer. The month of Ramadan is slowly fading, and the crescent for the month of Shawwal and the day of Eid will soon appear. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our proximity. It's about us to put forth our very best effort after this day toward continuously seeking it. And again, that's not easy. That's really difficult. But we have to keep focus of the big picture, of the ultimate objective, which is to be the best of God's servants and slaves. And there's something beautiful in being in the proximity of God. And sometimes where we find that it might be too rigorous and too difficult, that's where we fall to our knees and say, "Oh God, I put forth my best effort during this month of Ramadan, and now I'm struggling. So I need you to help me." Be in conversation with your Creator, and you'll find that He will open the doors for us to be successful in this world, so we are successful in the next. If you benefited from these episodes during the course of the holy month of Ramadan, please make dua for myself and for my family, and I will do the same for you and yours. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.